Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, Guru and Dibs are screaming at each other right now regarding Colin Kaepernick. Screaming. I mean, this is riveting stuff. I'm not being sarcastic. Riveting stuff.
Fuck. I mean, Guru's trying to put him in the Hall of Fame. No. You want to buy him a gold jacket?
I'm saying he saved his career, and for that, you got to give him credit. And whatever's going on with this, you know, the flag and Castro, whatever's happened, something's triggered off in his brain to where when he drops back to pass, it doesn't faze him. It's almost like, you know what? I know who I am and what I'm trying to do, and he's playing good football. That's all I'm going to give credit where credit's due, Dibs.
They lose. How many games he won this year, Guru?
There's two scoreboards.
Answer the darn question.
One. How many has he played?
There's one scoreboard that counts.
No, but there's a Kaepernick scoreboard. Okay. People thought his career was over, man. Joe, four teams at least will be lined up to try to sign him or get his services if he's on the market.
I will say it's amazing how this guy's season on and off the field has played out. He gets into some press conference, phone call thing about Castro, then Castro dies and it becomes a whole thing. It's not about being political in any way, shape, or form right now. It's just from take a step back and just look at this. It's like, man, this guy, he's just involved in everything. And yet he was making plays against Miami. Let's table that for about 13 minutes till 8:15 because I love where that discussion's going. Joe, Dibs, and the Guru in for Low Neal today, who will be calling at some point. 95.7 The Game. We're action-packed. 8:45, 43 minutes from now, we've got Bills, Raiders tickets to give away. We're also going to visit with Tim Roy at 9, Brett the Hitman Hart at 9:30, and we've got a lot of other surprises in store for you throughout the show. But Raider Nation, you're packing the phone lines right now for a variety of reasons. It feels like the topic that we're hitting on that everyone wants to speak out about is Mexico City. Another year in Mexico City. Possibly against the New England Patriots, according to reports, and possibly as the home team, which knocks you down to 7 at the Coliseum this year. There are conspiracy theories abound. There are some who love the idea. The phone line is 888-957-9570. We're going to your calls next, but for now, here comes your update.
Well, let's update stadiums, Joe. The Warriors cleared another hurdle in their quest to get to San Francisco. The appeals court of California upheld a previous ruling. The Mission Bay Alliance likely, though, to appeal to the California Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the Oakland City Council met in closed session to discuss the Ronnie Lott plan. They're expected to vote on that plan next week. Week 13 in the NFL starts tomorrow. Colin Kaepernick, meanwhile, talking about why he had more room to run this past weekend.
I think part of it is this offense lends itself to that. There's more opportunities for that, especially being in, you know, three receiver sets most of the time. A lot more space out there, so scramble lanes are bigger. When we do run a zone read, you know, there's more space there as well.
Scramble lanes open, 113 yards rushing for Colin Kaepernick. Story number two, Oregon has fired Mark Helfrich after 4 years at the helm as the head coach, intensifying speculation that it could be Chip Kelly returning to the Oregon Ducks. With Helfrich out, Joe, do you think Chip Kelly's any closer to going back to Oregon?
Let me tell you something. Go to the past, go to your history, because it's the best predictor of what's going to happen in the future. College football, they move quick to hire. Tom Herman was hired by Texas 48 hours after his last game. Ed Orgeron was promoted to head coach at LSU less than 48 hours after the Herman decision. Jim Harbaugh was in Ann Arbor 24 hours after being fired by the 49ers. If Oregon takes its time with this process, I'd be more inclined to believe that they're speaking with Chip Kelly and things are getting close the longer this plays itself out. Oregon is a national power. They need to make a move, and they need to make it quickly.
Coming off their worst season in 25 years. Story number three. Guru, I know, is going to be happy about this. The Sharks come through with a victory.
Giving it back to Burns. Shoot, score!
Brent Burns, Guru, just seconds into overtime, they beat the Coyotes 2-1, outshooting Arizona 42-19. How about them Sharks, Guru?
Phenomenal. I was on air last night and we caught it while we were on air. There it is.
There he is. You've got to work your core.
Dan Guruzanowski is what we're calling him for now on. That's your update. I'm Dan Dibley. On your new home for the Golden State Warriors, it's 95-7 the game.
All right, the phone lines are absolutely juiced on this Mexico City situation. If you are just joining us this morning, the report from ESPN's John Sutcliffe, the Patriots could be tabbed to square off against your Oakland Raiders at Mexico City's Estadio Azteca at some point next season. Now, it feels as if Raider Nation's divided, rightfully so. Some of you don't want to give up that home game because presumably that's what would happen here. Bob Kraft would pull a power play and say, yeah, I'm willing to take this team international. I'm not giving up a game at Gillette for it. And Greg Papa made a great point about 30 minutes ago when he was on with us when he said, well, Mark's trying to jockey for owners' votes for this potential Vegas move. He has to give up the home game in Mexico City to make them happy, possibly curry good favor. Some Raider fans feel that if you're going to do it early in the season when it's still the Oakland A's baseball diamond out there. Avoid that scenario. Some feel, let's do it no matter what. Take the silver and black brand international, and let's push this thing to the next level. Because the Raiders on Monday night is a good thing no matter how it's happening. So to the phones we go, 888-957-9570. Scott in San Ramon, how do you feel about the idea of the Raiders going back to Mexico City next year?
Not happy about it at all. I would be able to palate it a little bit more if they would take a game from us with teams that we get to see every year. Okay, let me back up. I'm a season ticket holder since 95. And if they're going to take a game internationally, take a team that we get to see all the time. We get to watch the Broncos all the time. We get to see the Chargers and the Chiefs all the time. You want to take a game internationally? Take that one. Don't take what is arguably going to be the best or most compelling home game that we're going to have next year and take it internationally. It's just a kick in the teeth to me as a season ticket holder. We get eight games that mean anything to us, okay? Eight games that are meaningful to us, and you're going to take one of those eight, and you're going to take it to Mexico so that us or me as a season ticket holder, I can't even watch my team play against the Patriots, which, like Dib said earlier, could potentially be an AFC rematch. So I call BS, and I call it a kick in the teeth from the NFL if they do that to us again. Take a game from us, fine. Take another one of the teams that we see all the time, not the New England Patriots, who we get to see once every 4 years, or 8 years, or whatever the damn rotation is. I don't like it.
That's a great point. Great call. Thank you for that.
Scott, terrific point, and I'd bring this up as well, and this will probably salt the wound even further. London's never a great matchup. You're going to tell me you might take the eventual AFC Championship game and do a rematch in Mexico City, but London's always going to be the Jags and the Rams and the Bucks and the years the Giants don't go to the Super Bowl? You got to be kidding me. Those London games stink. Have you ever watched a good London game? Have you ever even watched a London game?
Yeah, there you go.
The NFL is actually reportedly thinking about getting rid of the early London games. I don't think in general, but that early game, especially for us on the West Coast, I'm not waking up to watch the Bills and the Rams at 5 in the morning on the West Coast. And I don't care.
And the way the stadiums are built, the fans are so damn far. It's like the L.A. Coliseum far away. The ambiance is terrible. It just sounds like nobody's there. It sounds like a morgue.
That's a pretty good point, too. I didn't even think about that.
Man, I couldn't stand watching that game against the Texans. I'm like, where's that? I know they're there.
You're talking about Mexico City now.
Yeah, that and the London game when I watched the Giants and Bengals tie.
He makes a great point, though. If you've been a season ticket holder this long, part of the thrill of that, whether your team is good or not, are the teams that are coming in.
Yes.
Especially when the AFC teams bring in their NFC opponents. Very rarely, what is it, once every 8 years, you get to see the Giants or the Packers. Because every 4 years, you're going to have to go visit them. And then 8 years, they'll come to you. So this is an opportunity to bring the Patriots to town. Everyone would love to get on Tom Brady. Everyone would love to get on the Patriots. Everyone would love to play up the Tuck Rule 2.0 angle. And yet, here we are. You're going to move it to Mexico City and take it away from Raider Nation. I think that was an excellent point.
Yeah, especially if it does turn out to be the AFC Championship game this year. If it's an AFC Championship game rematch, if it were Denver and New England, there's no way they would send that to Mexico City. The only team that they would do this to, you know, against their will, quote unquote, would be the Oakland Raiders. But Scott was right. Make it San Diego. Make it Denver, or make it Kansas City, teams you see every year.
And do we know yet if the teams get a kickback for taking that game.
There has to be some sort of financial compensation, because if you're giving up the one home game, no one would ever do it. No one would ever agree to it if you had to give up the revenue you get from the parking, the concessions, the tickets, all that stuff. There's a way they make that up. I just don't know the formula. 888-957-9570. Matt in Castro Valley, how do you feel about the idea of the Raiders going back to Mexico City to play the Patriots next season?
Yeah, hey, thanks for letting me on the line, guys. I'm not happy about it, man. I like the last caller, I've been a season ticket holder for the last 10 years. And in the last 3 years, we've had the game in London. This year, we had the game in Mexico. And now you're talking about doing it again next year. On top of that, folks, the audience and the fans at Raider games are changing. People are bringing their families now. Raider games are safer than 49er games, quite frankly. And you know, kids are coming. And you think about Christmas Eve games. This is the second year in a row where we've got a Christmas Eve game. I know as a father of three kids, that's a game that I'm not going to be going to. So it's not just seven games, it's six games, you know, and it's just the NFL, I think, taking advantage of a weak owner in Mark Davis. You know, for years we had the strong ownership of Al Davis, and since he passed, it's just been one thing after the other. Of the NFL taking advantage of Mark Davis' leadership.
Tell you one thing. It's a damn good phone call right there.
Yeah.
That's how you bring it on this morning show. 888-957-9570. This is actually today's Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet. Check out 95.7 The Game, 957thegame.com, the website, to go ahead and weigh in. Anna, do we have an update on how people are voting?
Yeah, we asked Raider Nation if they're okay with the Raiders giving up a home game to play in Mexico City again, and 85% of the voters are saying no to this question.
Don in Antioch. Well, he's a Bronco fan, but we're going to let him on anyway because we're equal opportunists around here.
We call them donkeys around here, Broncos.
Yeah, we will do that. Don in Antioch, thanks for calling the show, man. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris, thanks. Hey, okay, you know, let me clarify one thing. Yeah, I lived in Denver in the late 70s. I don't like the Raiders, but I do appreciate the rivalry, and it's a good rivalry, and I respect the Raiders for that point. What I'm looking at is I like to see the Raiders in Denver go to London, see if it's a more of an enjoyable game, you know, as far as that goes, and move it up maybe an hour for the West Coast, since Denver's an hour ahead of us, and just have them kick off an hour later in London. And I think that would be a more of an enjoyable game, because if we're going to send teams to London, Mexico, let's have a good game. Let's just not send average teams.
Don, that is a very rational phone call. We appreciate it. Now put an egg in your hippie Denver hiking boots and beat it. Shows for Raider Nation. Mohammed, San Jose. Mohammed in San Jose, man. Go ahead, weigh in. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, I just would like to give my thoughts about the whole situation. You know, taking a Raiders and a Pats game to Mexico, it's a high-caliber game. That should be played in the Bay Area. You want to take a game to Mexico City, take the Browns, the Rams, a game that we don't care about.
Completely understandable. That's what they've been doing with London, Dibs, for half a decade.
But they want this to be more of a marquee thing. You know, this would be the second year in a row that they go to Mexico City. Robert Kraft of the Patriots obviously saw the atmosphere and is aware of the fact that there are Patriots fans down there. Pop even said so when we talked to him earlier. He wants a piece of that. And Greg was right about leverage right now. Mark Davis doesn't have leverage with the other owners, and he obviously wants Robert Kraft to be on his side for the move to Vegas. So if the league says, hey, you and the Patriots next year, Mexico City, Mark is going to go along with it because he wants to curry favor for a potential move.
I'll also say this. There is an advantage to this situation. It might be a small advantage, but there's an advantage. If you're going to play the Patriots next year, obviously you'd rather have them at the Coliseum Sunday night, Monday night. You want to make that place hostile and loud for Tom Brady. But if it has to be played in Mexico City, this Oakland Raider team has the advantage of understanding how their bodies will react to that elevation, that altitude, and that air. I know we made a big deal of that during the game, but they were there last year. They knew when to fly in, when to fly out. It was a turn and burn situation. They're down there like 36 hours. They brought their own food. They brought their own water. Now every single player knows how his body will react. Every single player knows if he needs to make adjustments, how he'll feel before the game, during the game, and in the second half. The Patriots don't have that. That little advantage between two very talented teams could prove to be the difference late in that game.
You know, I always agree with you, Joe, but I disagree here, man, because it's one game and it's about execution. Now, if they were going to stay 2-3 games, Joe, then I get it. But you heard Derek Carr say from his trip to Mexico, walking to the field from the locker room, you know, had him more winded than when he was actually on the field. You're not going to beat the Patriots when this game takes place, if it does, because you had a previous game against the Texans 12 months before, Dibs. I just don't see that being the ingredient of why the Raiders would beat New England.
It might be
you gotta
an
go out
ingredient.
There and kick their ass.
It might be a piece, though, yeah. Guru, to have experienced the 175-yard walk to the locker room uphill at 8,000 feet and to have felt that burn. We talked to Jalen Richard earlier this week. And Joe asked him about being in Mexico City and what it was like. And he said, you know, after the first drive, everyone's gasping for air. Ooh. After that, you kind of do settle in. I think, Joe, an even better idea for Raiders in Mexico City, I'm just looking at their 2017 opponents. Obviously, the schedule's not out, but you can look at the opponents.
Yeah.
You have the Dallas Cowboys at home next year. Why not take Dallas to Mexico City, a team that would be a huge draw? Play the Raiders in Dallas in Mexico City.
Maybe Jerry's not going for it. Maybe.
Jerry is like the
and I don't need any
top
help
pimp on of any the NFL owner circle.
Exactly.
He, if he wants Mexico City, he's going to Mexico City. He wants to stay in that palatial bubble he built down there in Arlington that can fit up to 100,000 people. I've been to that place.
Where the sun gets
sterile,
in your eyes, right?
A little sterile. It doesn't have the soul of a place like the Coliseum, but impressive from an
Let it happen.
Yep.
Architectural standpoint. Is that what I'm getting at? Boom. That's radio right there.
What about the sun issues there? You think that's an embarrassment?
That's your problem. You're the Cowboy fan.
No, the Redskin kicker was complaining that that's why he missed the kick.
That's another thing. Who's the moron that builds that stadium not knowing that you're going to have the sun shining in everyone's eyes during the game? Like, is it that hard to figure out where the sun's going to be when you're playing your football games, Dibs? Is this era we live in? You got this stadium with a TV the size of Pluto hanging from the rafters, but yet the sun's in everyone's eyes when you're trying to play football.
Well, that sun, you know, it moves around, Joe. It moves around on you. And it's in a different spot in September than it is in January and February. I'd break this down for you, but we're still working with you on latitude and longitude from an earlier discussion. And was that a Guru's gripe? Is that an early gripe right there, Guru? About
maybe
your own stadium?
You saved that for 8:45.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thank you.
You don't just start griping all over the place.
We have a
program around here. We like to run an organized program. All right, back to the phones. Let's see here. Who do we got? Man, we are red. These things are packed. Corey in Sacramento, you're up, man. Thanks for calling the show. How do you feel about the idea of the Raiders going back to Mexico City to face the Patriots next year?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Once again, let me get right to the point. There's two I have to pull up. There is an enjoyable fact from watching a game at home, but I'm a season ticket holder. Watching those games abroad, especially in Mexico, you can look at the London games. These guys are sitting like five blocks away from the players. Takes away from the fan experience. Number two, it's almost like, you know, fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice, shame on me. I'm a season ticket holder, as I mentioned. That Monday night game is such a disappointment not to be able to go to. Nobody knew we were going to be this good at the beginning of the season. Denver was a great game, you know, prime TV, and then to get, you know, shellacked on a Monday nighter. Just upset, so I don't know about next year, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the phone call. I'd imagine as a season ticket holder, I'd imagine as anybody who attends games in general, the first thing you're going to look for as a football fan, NFL fan, is which primetime games you're getting. And if you're Raider Nation, you haven't exactly had a whole lot of them at home over the last 15 years. So suddenly you get good, and you understand that this season you're going to play in Mexico City. Fine. I think Raider fans handled that with aplomb, to be honest with you. But now you're finding out that when you get to the top of the heap, you're going to go right back to Mexico City to face the Patriots in a game fans here would probably like to see as part of their ticket package, Dibs.
Well, here's an idea. Send the Raiders to Mexico City and make it the Patriots' home game.
No. Bob Kraft, no.
Yeah, God forbid that happens.
Baller.
How about you take any one of these other opponents that the Raiders are supposed to play away at, including Miami? They're supposed to go to Miami next year. Send Miami there and make it a Miami home game instead of the Raiders giving one up. But it all goes back to what Pop said. We had Greg Pop on earlier talking about the leverage right now. And from a leverage point, Mark Davis is ranked probably 32nd among NFL owners because he wants to get to Vegas. So if the league says, Mark, you got to lose another home game next year, he says, Okay, just tell me when and we're there.
Christine, Walnut Creek.
Wow.
Christine, Walnut Creek, how do you feel about the situation we're kicking around right now?
Okay, so first of all, I hate the Patriots with a passion. On the other hand, you know, the con of it is, the pro of it is, okay, we get more international exposure. We're exposing the Raiders to a more diversified, you know, audience out there, which is great, especially for prime time. On the other hand, there is no way in heck I'm traveling myself or taking my family to the kidnapping capital of the world to watch a football game when I can watch it on the safety and comfort of my own house.
Wow. Save the bomb for the end there. Thank you for the phone call.
There are, to be honest, though, there are legitimate concerns about things like that. There are people that look at the situation and say, not just Mexico City.
Don't drink the water.
Traveling anywhere. We saw what happened in Paris twice over the last year. You see what happens in Europe. You see what happens all around the world. People have concerns about going international. They like the idea of spending money on tickets to see their team play their 8 home games, and you're going to take away the Patriot game. I thought the call from earlier, I can't remember the name, and Dibs, you hit on this, put the Charger game down there. Chargers are right on the border of Mexico. They probably have plenty of fans down there. You'd have a stadium filled with NFL fans of both teams. Fine. Go ahead and make that the game. Make that the game.
It's rather peculiar that the Raiders are going to be the team that has to do it twice and not be home and away. They got to be home twice. I don't get it.
Maybe there's something we aren't seeing here.
Maybe
Las Vegas is out of the picture. Maybe they're going to Mexico City. Maybe they're just going all the way south. Just down the 15, right past Las Vegas. Peace out, Sheldon Adelson. Thanks for the $650 million. Mexico's got his cup.
I know who on the Raider team is not happy about this news if this is actually correct.
Who's
Crabtree. He did not play well. The field conditions.
Yeah, he appeared a little gassed.
Exactly.
In that game.
Yeah. And his footing wasn't. I'm sure he's like, oh, no.
I mean, before we all rush back there, let's remember that. The field conditions were subpar, worse than Levi's at Levi's lowest. You had barbed wire and chain link fences covering part of the crowd. You had lower deck canopies. There's a lot of things you need to fix before you go rushing back there, in my opinion.
You go to the Coliseum, you got Lo Neal.
Yeah, true.
That's what you got. You get to go see Lo Neal.
Lo Neal's a star, man. I'm not telling you that, you know. No, I saw him at the last Denver game. Just walked about 50 yards with him in the tail. He's like, Lo, can we get your picture?
And
He's like, this is that's Guru, and it takes the attention off them. They're looking like, so what? But, you know, that's his thing. When they, Lo, that's Guru. Lo, they don't care.
Yeah, I know
what
that's like.
You.
You walk through it with them, and everyone's hollering at him. He's like, yeah, yo, by the way, this is Joe. And then you always get that look. You're Joe, huh? Man,
right.
You'd be yelling too much in the morning.
Like, no,
you'd be
no,
yelling
no.
too much in the morning. Well, thanks. Nice to meet you, too. It's great to be here. Thanks for tuning in. Brandon wants to talk about the game, to be honest with you. Let's go ahead. He's been holding on for a while. Brandon in Fairfield, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, fellas? Appreciate you guys taking my call. I want to touch on a couple of things real quick. Obviously, I'm with the majority of season ticket holders that don't want us to play another home game in Mexico. It's taken away that Monday night spotlight, especially when I'd like to see Brady in our home field. I'd love to see him get beat and get demolished by our defense. Number two, Seawood wants to come back. I don't think there's too many people that are going to oppose it. Let him do the primetime thing. Stick him in the dime package when he wants to come in, you know. Let him go out there and wreak havoc. Have some fun with Carl Joseph. Number three, key to winning, do like we did in Denver, man. Like we did at home against Denver. Maintain possession of the ball. You know, let Carr just relax back there, swing it out, give time for the defense to rest. Come out there and tear it up. Thanks for the call, fellas.
Boom. Brandon, we appreciate waiting on hold. That was absolutely worth it. Why don't we get the opinion of an 11-year NFL veteran who's all over the TV right now looking good? Nate Burleson, former wide receiver. We're going to ask him about Mexico City and more next. It's Joe, it's Dibs and the Guru, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warrior Wednesday. Here's Joe, Lo, and Dibs.
You want Raider tickets? We got Raider tickets, and guess what? They're for a home game that actually takes place here in the Bay Area at the Coliseum.
How about that?
Sunday against the Bills. We're giving those away in about 14 minutes, 8:45. We might also pair that up with Guru's Gripes, because the Guru, Darryl Johnson, is in for Lo Neal, who will be calling at some point today. And trust me, when he does, you're going to want to hear this story because he is off for a fabulous, fabulous reason. Tim Roy coming up at 9 o'clock as well. But to the phones we go. Very happy to welcome in 11-year NFL veteran. He's now doing tremendous work as a co-host of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, Nate Burleson with Joe Dibbs and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Nate. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
We appreciate you coming on. We're going to start with this. Reports have surfaced that the Raiders are heading back to Mexico City for a game next year against the New England Patriots. This surfaced from ESPN yesterday. Now, we've posed this question to a lot of our listeners, and they're not fond of it. To take another home game away from the Raiders, especially the magnitude of a game against a team like Tom Brady and the Patriots, do you think it's fair to put the Raiders in that position?
Well, I could see how they would look at it from that perspective. If I was an Oakland Raider or even part of that fan base, I would be thinking the same way. But now that I'm removed from the game and I'm thinking like a fan just of the league in general, I like it. But when you're talking about a game of that magnitude, and, you know, we're all thinking down the line. We don't know what's going to happen this year, but the assumption is that Oakland will continue to build and be better. Patriots will always be the Patriots. And this will be a pivotal game. And playing it on your home field is always a benefit, and it's an advantage to the home team. So, you know, that's something that I guess the teams and organizations would have to talk to the league about is, you know, what comes into the decision when you're pulling a home game away from us, especially against one of the better teams in the league.
If these two teams were to meet this year in the AFC playoffs, do you think the Raiders have an edge, or would the Patriots be favored in your mind in a matchup this year?
You're talking about right now this season?
Yes.
You know, that's a tough question. We actually brought it up on the show. We were talking about Oakland and all the ways that they have won this year. And I came out and said that they're the team to beat in the AFC. And people kind of, you know, raised the eyebrow. And the reason I said that is because they've created such a strong string of momentum, and they're riding the wave. And it's not just luck. These guys are finding ways to win that a lot of teams can't. We're watching these games week in and week out. Teams collapse in the second, third, and fourth quarter, even in overtime. But to answer your question, I wouldn't count out Oakland. I'm not going to just automatically nod the Patriots like I would have over any team over the last handful of years. But matched up against Derek Carr, that offense, play calling in the fourth quarter, overtime, I wouldn't bet against the Raiders. And that's just my gut feeling right now. And I'm a guy that understands X's and O's, but more importantly, I understand when a team is all the way bought in and the team is embracing a wave, and they're riding a wave right now that's quite unstoppable. And teams that get in their way, they better watch out.
Nate, when I look around the league, I don't want to sound like a hater. I see the Raiders, we're out here excited. They're 9-2. The Pats are 9-2. Dallas is 10-1. But yet each team has warts and, you know, leaky defenses or whatnot. And I'm wondering, is this just a result of parity? You played the game. Are you shocked that these guys have been able to stack the records to the degree that they have them?
No, I'm not really shocked. You know, the thing about the NFL is, every single season starts off the same. Everybody's undefeated, right? Everybody's paper champ. And then things started happening. Things started collapsing. Even the situation in Minnesota, even though they started off hot, I mean, who would have thought, you know, without their quarterback, without their running back, that they'd be able to kind of sustain. And then they fell apart for a little bit and got back on stride with getting a victory. But what they've been able to do is start with their core pieces, keep their core pieces. Everybody's remained healthy. They haven't had a huge injury bug. Look at some of these major teams that are playing well. The Cowboys have been healthy pretty much all year. Dez was out for a little bit, but Dak Prescott spread that ball around great. When Tom Brady came back, he picked up where he left off. And you look at the Raiders, they're just rolling along, and they're utilizing their pieces. One thing I can say about each team that's successful is the coaching staff and the players are on one accord. And I know it sounds simple, but it's a little bit harder than it seems, because a lot of these teams, coach staffs, will have their egos in the way and they don't put their players in position to be successful. I watch the Oakland Raiders every single weekend, and one thing I know is that that team is going to use their players to their specific skill sets, and that is going to benefit the team.
11-year NFL veteran wide receiver and co-host of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, Nate Burleson with Joe, Dibs, and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. As it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers, Colin Kaepernick's coming off his best performance of the season. Are you seeing growth from Colin within Chip's system to the point where these two sides might get together and say, you know what, it's the best fit for both of us. Let's keep it going here in Santa Clara.
Yes. Now, I see enough growth where Chip can invest more deeply into Colin Kaepernick and his career. But here's the thing. It's not just about Colin Kaepernick's production on the field or what he sees this year. It's what's the next available option, and not just Gabbard, not just free agency, also, you know, what's coming up in the draft. You have to keep all that in consideration. And then you add in the fact that there's a certain dollar sign hanging over his head. Well, I feel like Colin Kaepernick is still one of the more athletic and dynamic quarterbacks in his league. Yes. The question is, how does that make sense? And I'm not talking about sense in the logical. I'm talking about sense in the financial. So that when it comes to organizations and how they're trying to, you know, figure out who they want on the field, that's what it boils down to. And I don't want to sound so black and white, and I don't want to make it seem like it's all about the money, but we saw some moves in San Francisco this year when it came to Colin and restructuring his deal that made us all look at it a little bit differently. Say, okay, it might be about his athletic ability. It might be about him understanding the playbook. It might be about his ability to get healthy and throw the ball, but the financial part is a big part of it as well.
Some franchises worried about who's on the sideline, the Rams and Eric Dickerson having a little difference of opinion over whether or not he's welcome or not welcome. As a former player, what do you see as your role as an alumni of a team? How much influence should you have, and how welcomed should you feel from a team?
Well, I can't speak from a legendary status. You know, Eric Dickerson is a legend. And then, you know, I played for a few teams, and I was a good player on a few teams. So I don't want to speak for Eric. I will say this. Once we put on the jersey and sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears, we should be able to be critical, very objectively, about the teams we played for. I fell into a position right after I got done playing where I just had my kid gloves on for everybody I knew, every team I played for, every coach I knew. And I couldn't bring myself to say anything bad. I mean, I couldn't even say it was a bad play call. And I remember one of my mentors in the business said, you know, listen, man, you gotta let your emotions, you know, sit on the sideline. You gotta put that analyst hat on and be an analyst. And I thought to myself, okay, let's try that. And I did. There was a little bit of pushback. You know, I heard some players talking and even a couple of coaches like, damn, that you being hard on us. But all in all, it was respect earned. So I say that to say this. Eric isn't speaking from a place of hate. He's speaking from a place of passion. And the things that he's saying, they're very applicable to the Rams. Now, the he say, she say on if he should be on the sideline or who said what, I don't know. All I know is there should be a mutual respect between the players of each former team. But it should always be up to the coach at the helm whether who's allowed on the sideline.
Great stuff. 11-year NFL veteran wide receiver, co-host of Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, Nate Burleson with Joe Dibbs and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Nate, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch up again somewhere down the road.
Of course, man. Sounds good, man.
Thank you, Nate. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area. Tim Roy is going to join us at 9 a.m. We got Raider tickets coming up in about 6 minutes or so at 8:46, along with Guru's Gripes. So I'm going to tell you this. Back to this situation on the Raiders, the Patriots, Mexico City, according to reports from ESPN. You got to give that home game up. Everything's negotiable, right? Everything's negotiable. So I'm going to the league if I'm Mark Davis and I'm saying, we'll give up a home game, go to Mexico City. We'll cost our fans that experience. We'll cost them the opportunity to see Tom Brady on a Monday night here in Oakland. But here's what I want in return. Number one, that Thursday night game we got to play every year, that's happening at the Coliseum, and that's happening against Kansas City or Denver. We're not going to Kansas City at the beginning of December. They're coming to us. Number two, because it's a home game against the Patriots, you're going to have to play the Jets, Bills, Dolphins. Two of those three on the road. If you're playing the Bills and the Jets on the road, Those games happen before November. Mm. You're not going to Buffalo in mid-December. You're not going to play the Jets at the end of December. Those are happening early. If it's Miami, that game can happen on the road late. Week 17, if it's a road date, that's at San Diego. That's how this is going to work. You want to go ahead and take away a home game from Raider Nation, a game against Tom Brady and the Patriots? Let's negotiate. Let's negotiate, and it starts with that Thursday night game. That game's here, and that game's against KC or Denver.
They already have trips planned to Buffalo, Miami, Philadelphia, and Washington, and a yet-to-be-determined AFC South opponent. So you're already looking at five pretty significant trips, and you got to go to Mexico City as well. They're going to lead the league in flying miles again next year.
You win the division, then you end up getting the number one from the AFC South, which right now looks like Houston, but could be Tennessee. Whoever it is, I don't care where that game is. Play that game in the Bahamas for all I care. It's not going to be a threat. The Philadelphia game I'm not concerned about, but I'll tell you this. Those Northeast games, I want them before December. If Miami, did you say Miami's on the road?
Yes. The Jets are here. Miami's on the road.
Miami can be late in the season. San Diego can be late in the season. That's the trade-off. You want to take away a home game against Tom Brady from Raider Nation, you got to negotiate. The Thursday night game's here, and that's Kansas City or Denver. We're going to have more on that throughout the show, but we got Raider tickets to give you next, and those are tickets to a game that's actually taking place at the Coliseum. It's Joe Dibbs and the Guru, 95.7 The Game.
Will the Warriors fan base change when the new arena opens? Tim Roy joins us coming up at 9:05. Now back to Warrior Wednesday. Here's Joe, Lowe, and Dibbs.
Main story we've been kicking around today, you beautiful, beautiful people of the Bay Area, is that according to ESPN, next year the Raiders and the Patriots in Mexico City in what looks like a Raider home game, meaning you lose another one at the Coliseum. Now, we've been kicking that idea around, but we decided during the break, Dibley had brought up the schedule to get an idea of, we're not going to know the dates of these games until about April, but we know who you're playing and where it will be played. And there was one that kind of jumped off the page that makes for a great primetime home game, if I'm not mistaken, Dennis.
Yeah, it would be the Dallas Cowboys, America's team of the past against America's team of the present, baby, the Raiders. Guru, you could wear that tired-looking 30-year-old starter jacket you got onto that game.
Yeah,
last time Dallas came to town, Greg Papa swooped me up in a drop-top Mercedes and got me on the field to watch the Cowboys in a Raider game. I was going to bring that up, but I didn't get to talk to
him. Dang, name-dropping. Name-dropping in his cowboy jacket.
That just backfired on you, Dibs.
Yeah,
it's my co-worker.
That just backfired on you. How's the process the top of anyone's head? A lot of times we argue that you don't get as great a Monday night games as you could get. You see games happening on like Fox at 4 o'clock going, why isn't this the Monday nighter? Don't those networks have first dibs on how that's going to shake down? Because Dallas, Oakland, whoever's got the first draft pick is going right for that game. I can't see that game making it to Monday night unless ESPN has the ability to take that game before anybody else.
I think every team now gets one primetime game, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the course of the year, be it a Thursday, a Sunday, or a Monday night game. So I'm not sure if the networks get to draft as much as the league tries to parse them out. And I think you mentioned this earlier, Thursday night now is divisional games. So you put Houston and Jacksonville. You give Jacksonville a Thursday against Houston, you pop them in there. And that's kind of how it gets sorted out, I think.
Now, you just took me back to school like Rodney Dangerfield when you said Thursday, the first Thursday game is a rematch of the Super Bowl.
That's what they aim for, yes. Super Bowl when they're hosting.
Gotcha. So the Raiders would have to win the Super Bowl to get that game here Thursday night.
Yes.
If
the Raiders were to beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, they'd host. If not, if Dallas would win, yes, then that would, because we're getting so far ahead.
Okay.
The excitement. I'm blushing because of the excitement to see the local team in the Super Bowl. It's like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Although I'm screwed. I got a baby due that week. I got nothing. I can't go to that game.
You're about to be a dad.
I might have to put that whole thing on hold or induce labor a month early.
That's what the pros do. Let's go ahead and induce. I mean, I haven't met Nikki yet, but I'm trying to get her to induce labor.
Are you coming
to
work?
I'm sure she's on board with any of these cockamamie schemes.
You're not going to go Al Horford on us and miss work when your baby's born. You're going to be here, right?
I'm going to do live hits from the hospital. Okay. We'll do some play-by-play. I'm trying to get Papa on the call for it. It's going to be expensive, but I'd like to have him on the call for the birth. Record that sort of thing
amazing.
And then play it throughout the years.
Can you believe he's catching flack for being at the hospital for the birth of his child?
No,
Al Horford from Boston.
They say that there are guys that try to make the case that players know when their seasons are, so they should aim for pregnancies that take place after the season or before the season, sometimes like teachers do. Newsflash, it's not easy for everyone. Yeah. That's not how the science works. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give away some tickets. Everyone's been patient. It's going to be the phone line, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. You have to answer this question. Brett the Hitman Hart will be joining us at 9:30. He was at the Oakland game this past Sunday. He is a huge Raider fan. He's joining us at 9:30. Trivia question, 888-957-9570. Who did the Hitman defeat at WrestleMania 13? 888-957-9570. Who did the Hitman defeat at WrestleMania 13? The answer to that question is going to the Raiders game this weekend. Now, the moment I've been waiting for all morning. It is the greatest pleasure working with the guru because it means we get guru's gripes.
You done got me! I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Shut the f*** up!
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad!
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You think you can do this to me? What the f*** you think you f***ing with? King Kong ain't got f*** on me!
It's time for guru's gripes, mother f***!
Now listen, fellas, and Anna, I'm emotionally invested in the college football season. This new playoff thing, I'm in it. But what I don't understand is why, when this all is panned out, we have to wait 30 calendar days for the championship. It's too many smart people in place to allow that to happen. Doesn't happen for the Super Bowl, doesn't happen for the World Series, and it doesn't damn sure happen for college basketball once the Final Four culminates. Can you guys explain to me why we get to this juncture and we gotta wait 30 damn days for the championship game? I don't get it, and I'm bothered.
Allen Iverson would be able to answer it because we're talking about practice. These coaches want to practice.
What?
That's why the coaches don't care, Guru. If you have a January 1 bowl game, you get to practice the entire month.
30 days is a whole offseason.
We're talking about practice.
Joe, help me out.
At the same time, these kids do have finals and there is Christmas break, so you're going to have to give some days between the end of the season and when you can start the
playoffs. School.
In addition, you're going to get awful ratings if you try to pull this nonsense and put your semifinals on December 31st like they did last year. That was a terrible decision, and the ratings tanked as a result. You got to play this thing strategically, Guru. Not saying I agree with the system, just trying to give you a little idea so you know it doesn't gripe you so bad.
Anna, what are you? Am I onto something?
I understand where you're coming with this, but I'd normally say momentum would be important, but as Joe says, there is no momentum at all.
No such thing.
So New Year's Eve is when that game is scheduled to be played before the actual bowl games that don't mean anything. That's not a good day. New Year's Eve, you're thinking about partying or being with the family. I think it's a bad move. Give me that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely give you that. This is your platform, son.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Look, I'm going to shock you guys with this PSA. I'm not rich nor a baller, but I went to a hotel to have an adult beverage, two beverages I bought. So I had $10 thinking maybe five apiece. You know, I ain't no cheapskate. It was $27 for two. So I had to go get, I had the money in the wallet, but I really wanted to ask the guy, not embarrass myself, who am I at the White House? I mean, how can two drinks be $27?
Welcome to San Francisco.
And he said it with a straight face. And I was like, I would have never got this drink had I known it would have been $27. But there you go, sir. And there's no tip. That's outrageous.
You didn't tip him?
$2. Except the other dollar.
You ordered two drinks at the same time, and they cost $27.
Gave him a...
You're telling me Lo Neal got you for that second drink? When he asked you to go get that drink last night, you had to pay for his drink?
Well, Lo Neal's been kind to me, so I had a hot dollar, so I felt like it was time I got him a soda.
Lo Neal, ladies and gentlemen. Lo Neal.
And my last one. Okay, this is false advertisement. I'm cutting the sugar out, shocker. So I got a drink right here. I won't name it. And on the front, it says real pretty, no sugar. Turn it around. Look at the ingredients. 57 grams of sugar. So which one is it?
Wait, you got to pass that beverage over here.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me see it. Let me see.
Chock full. Those are chock full of sugar.
Pass it over here. Pass it over.
It's a juice drink.
No sugar added. No sugar added, it says.
No sugar added.
So that means no sugar.
No, it means it's already coming with sugar. They're not putting any additional sugar in there.
Juice has natural sugar in it. And those are very high in sugar. Yeah. That's why the dentists say don't give it to your kids.
Yeah, they're also telling you you shouldn't eat fruit anymore because of the sugar. That's what society's gotten to. Fruit's not good for you.
Okay, the people on
you know
the
what? I'm just
going to
walk around smoking kale all day. How about that? Can I do that? Or no, smoking's not good for you. Can I inject kale all day? I'm griping with you. I'm sorry.
Right, but what about the beverage story? They got people just telling me I'm cheap. Low Neil's cheap and I'm cheap.
Wrong.
Was that a cheap story?
If I'm a bartender, I see you two walking in together, I'm not thinking it's my big night. Let me put it like that.
Wow.
Guru,
save that story.
Do yourself a favor next time and go up another block and a half to the dive bar on the corner.
There you go.
You get a drink for $5, bro. Much stiffer. Much better. You don't go to the trendy spot.
I had a nice show. You know, it was after hours. I just thought I'd get wet my whistle. 27 for, and I had a $10 bill thinking five a piece.
To wrong his rights.
When they got fancy drinks, they're going to cost a little bit of money.
Yeah. I feel better. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. I feel better, too. I always love hearing Guru's gripes here on 95.7 The Game.
No sugar added is different than no sugar.
Well, don't put it on there as if it's no sugar. Some people look at this like there's no sugar at all.
But that's the trick. You know what else they do? On junk food, it always says reduced fat. It doesn't mean it's healthy, but they put it in this green logo with flowers around it. Reduced fat. And you're like, oh, man, these cookies are healthy. They're not healthy. They just found a way to slide one millionth of a gram of fat out of it so they could bill it as reduced fat.
And real quick, I was so proud of myself. I just happened to look at the back. I want to see that zero under sugar. And that's where I got the 57 grams.
Boom.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a tough beat right there.
That's a bad beat. I have the same battle with my 15-year-old who always wants to get a drink. We go somewhere, Dad, can I get a drink? Go ahead, son. Get yourself a drink. And he comes back with some whatever, iced tea. And I say, son, how much sugar's in that? He says, oh, just 24 grams, Dad. What's the serving size, son?
Yep.
Well, 2.5 servings per container. Do the math, son. Hey, son, you got 60 grams there, son. Go get yourself like a sugar-free Red Bull or something healthy. You know? Mix in the water.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Right. At least it's
sugar-free.
At least it's sugar-free. You know?
Oh, man.
And beverages. They're going to get you.
They tricked you, Guru. You got to be careful in this day and age.
They're
tricking you everywhere they can. Tricking you everywhere they can. That reduced fat, that burned me up. I relied on that forever. I'm like, you know, these cookies are pretty solid, man. They're solid for reduced fat. And then I studied it, and I kept thinking to myself, reduced fat could mean anything. It just means they're not adding fat.
Right.
And how many more do you have?
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, extra.
These Oreos are healthy. I'll just keep putting them down. I don't need broccoli tonight, Nikki. No need for the vegetable on the side. I've got the Oreos. They're reduced fat.
We're good here.
Yeah. Everything's fine. I'm clearly living healthy. Forget about the cholesterol medication I'm picking up every month. Forget about the pants that continue to go up in waist size.
Right.
I'm doing good. Reduced fat.
Classic.
And I've got Guru's no sugar added drink to get me through the morning.
Really has sugar, though.
Yeah, you
we
think?
Established
these
that.
These two suckers, him and Low Neil walking into fancy hotels thinking $5 is going to get him two of there. When you're not even ordering
beers.
No, I
had the $10. I was like five apiece, you know?
Yeah, but what are you go in there and you're ordering Jack and Coke here in this city. I mean, $10 will get you the right to ask someone to order a Jack and Coke, and then you got to pay for the Jack and Coke.
$14 for a pop. I did the math.
I honestly cannot remember the last time I paid $5 for a drink at a bar.
You need to roll with me, Anna. Yeah. We'll find you some happy
hours.
Sounds
good.
Well, in Union City, Anna, we can find some establishments.
I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I spent 3 years living in Vegas. I was getting drinks for free everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that town is nothing but free stuff. It's going to cost you on the back end, but, I mean, the drinks were free,
sure.
And they can add as much sugar as they want. Because I was dumping it all back on the tables. All right, Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, he's up in 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. Joe, the Guru, and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
First of all, I say, Lorenzo O'Neal, you're my favorite fullback of all time.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.